All right, there was the Big Cypress sound check. That was the jam that came right after Timber Ho. A lot of people have heard that. I don't think anybody's heard it quite like that. So I wanted to go ahead and feature that. Big Cypress being the really granddaddy of all these festivals. This is Kevin. This is from the archives on the Bunny, coming to you from behind Coventry, backstage here. Beautiful day in here. Tough day, as you know. There was the announcement by the band. I'm going to play it one more time before I go out here. And then I'm going to go out with one final cut and hand it over to DJ McKnight, who will be followed by DJ Rickshaw, and last but not least by Fish for set one of day one of Coventry. We're glad you made it out. We're glad you're being patient and cooperative out there. I want to go ahead and play this announcement one more time from the band, jump into this last track, and then I will bid you adieu until tomorrow, noon, same time, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll do it all again. So, here's the band announcement. Check it out. Listen carefully. Follow their advice. And like I said, thanks again. It's been great doing this one more time. And I look forward to one last time tomorrow. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm here in the Bunny headquarters. And we just came out of some meetings with the band and with the concert organizers, and I have some really bad news that I have to report that I feel really badly about, and that's that because of how crazy the rain's been over the last few days and over the last few weeks building up, everything here is flooded and we can't get in all the cars, and we have to start turning people away. The people that planned this concert did a lot of research. They talked to farmers around here that have said that there has never been anything like this in August. You know, they drive trucks across their fields, no problem, they've said. And I just want to say that this was a very unpredictable turn of events, that the flooding ended up being so bad as it is. I realize that when you're hearing this, it might be sunny out and look like a really nice day, but I just want to say that the flooding here is so bad that it's just not going to dry up for a number of days, and they're already dealing with towing cars out of huge mud pits, and it's not going to go away with the sunshine, unfortunately. We just feel horrible about it. We've been sitting there for hours trying to figure out what we can do, and there's no options, that we have to turn people away. Even people who have spent, you know, so much time trying to get tickets, and people are driving here from all over the place, and we understand that, and we so appreciate that people want to, you know, have this experience with us, but there's, because of Mother Nature here, there's nothing that we can do. And what we want to say is that if you hold on to your tickets, I mean, of course, we'll refund the money for anyone that wants a refund. And we're also going to brainstorm some way that we can make up for all the effort that you've taken to try to come here and have this experience with us. What I want to do now is I want to turn the microphone here over to Sergeant Melendi, and he's going to explain some things about the situation. Thanks, and again, from the bottom of my heart, and I speak for the other band members, I'm really sorry.
Thanks, Mike. This is Sergeant Bruce Melendi of the Vermont State Police. Due to the severe weather, we have had to make a decision that we are going to need to turn people around. It's been a very difficult decision to make. We appreciate your cooperation and patience. We know you've been waiting in traffic for a long time. We appreciate you listening to the Bunny and keeping the left lane of the interstate open and keeping other roads open so emergency vehicles and local traffic as well as through traffic can get through. Unfortunately, there's just no place to put you at this point in time. We've explored many possibilities. We looked at other fields in the area. They are just as wet as the fields where we've been parking people, which are currently underwater. We've looked at a local gravel pit and bussing people in. There just is no other option at this point in time but to turn you around. This was a decision made with the band. We've spent countless hours during the day into the night and the early morning hours trying to come up with a plan, and this is the best plan we can come up with. This plan is being done in the interest of public safety. We understand you've been sitting in traffic for a long time. We do not want to make you sit in traffic any longer and then still have to tell you that you have to turn around and you're not going to be able to come to the concert. So please cooperate with us. You will be given instructions by troopers or other law enforcement officers that will instruct you on how to turn around, where to go, and how to get out of here as quickly, as safely as possible. Once again, we apologize that we had to make this decision. We thank you for your cooperation. Please have a safe trip back to wherever you came from. And if you've been driving for a long time, been in your car for a long time, please pull over when you get an opportunity where it's safe and get yourself some sleep so you can make it home safely. Thank you once again.
All right, there it is. This is Kevin from the archives. I'm going to bid you a farewell for the rest of this day. McKnight's going to pick it up from here. He's going to be followed by DJ Rickshaw. Once again, I want to thank the staff of the Bunny and all of you for another great time, at least had by me, hopefully all of you. Been putting out some good music from the archives. Want to wrap this up with almost the only thing that could fittingly follow the Big Cypress soundcheck. I'm not going to back announce this. I want to leave it to McKnight, so I'll go ahead and tell you what it is. It's New Year's 95, the Mike song. Hold on tight. Have a great day. We'll see you noon tomorrow. Keep it cool out there. Good luck. We'll see you inside.